long sweetening and short sweetening.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever hear that?
No, I don't believe I have.
Mm-hmm. What about something, if you bought some molasses at the store, what would it come in?
Well, now, they used to, they come in buckets.
Mm-hmm.
Half a gallon buckets and gallon buckets. You couldn't buy it any other way, because that's all the only way they made it.
Mm-hmm.
Was in half a gallon buckets and gallon buckets.
Do you ever hear people talk about a stand of molasses or a stand of lard?
Yes, sir. I've had them. I've had them since I live right here. Well, I was a stand. You can get a 5 gallon stand, or a 10 gallon stand, or a 50 gallon stand, or a 15 gallon stand, or 20. 20 gallons, the biggest I've ever seen, I believe.
What would come in the stand?
Whenever I bought the lard, I bought the stands. I bought them for hog lard. I killed myself. See, I bought the stand new. They wasn't anything that come in them.
What is a stand the same as a bucket?
Well, no. A stand has a, what they call a stand, it has two little bales on each side of it and a lid it fits over it, you see.
Mm-hmm.
And that makes a stand. You can catch it with those two bales. Maybe one up in the loft. I might put one up in the loft. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a bale on it, a little piece of metal on each side. They call it a bale.
Mm-hmm.
And you catch it and carry it, you see, mm-hmm. by those things.
Did just lard come in that, or did you put molasses or what?
Well, you can put molasses or anything in it you want it, but I don't think you'd want to put it up like that because mm-hmm. it'd be hard to get out of there. Molasses, you can hardly get it out of there. You'd have to dip it out with something,
mm-hmm.
and that'd cause you a lot of trouble. Because now, we used to, we put molasses or syrup in a syrup barrel.
Mm-hmm.
See, had a barrel. A wooden barrel.
Mm-hmm. Well,
and you put it in there, and we had a wooden faucet at the end of it. You pull the peg out, and the syrup run out, and you shut it back in there, and you cut it off. And
mm-hmm.
it was clean, you see. You take a rag and so maybe wash off a drop or two, and it was clean. That way you could keep it. But if you put it in something you had to dip out, and you that stuff was straying and strowing, you'd get it all over everything. You can hardly do nothing with it.
On the barrel, the things that run around to hold the wood in place, those are called the...
Staves.
Or that hold the staves.
Or hoops, or...
Uh-huh. What about something that nails would come in?